Yau Peet is like an island town in the middle of a sea of wheat and barley. One could almost say a deserted island. There's an abandoned town store, windows caked in dust, bricks piled up out the front. The tables and chairs are still in place, as if its owner just walked out one day and never turned back. But Yau Peet's not quite deserted. It still features a mechanic, and towering over everything are the grain silos. This one was built in the 1930s.
Like, you go somewhere and you see something, it's a statue or something, a monument. We've got them and people just drive past them, don't they?
Len Coffey, or Squatter to everyone that knows him, reckons he's GrainCorp's longest serving employee after 42 years receiving grain in Western Victoria. He hangs out in these silos every day, but retains a sense of awe.
It's 90 feet to the top of the concrete and 110 to the top of the iron.
And so if we go back to 39, yeah. That would have been quite a construction.
Yeah, well, it was mixed on the ground by hand on a sheet of tin. Every time I walk in here, I think, geez, what a thing to do. That's something you'll never lose that feeling from.
Last year, GrainCorp shut down 100 receival sites and confirmed more closures were likely. There are no official plans to close Yau Peet as yet, but Squatter is a realist.
It's probably in danger.
Yeah.
Like, there's seven major growers carting into us, and well, the silos are full and they've supported us, so yeah, I'd like to see it keep going.
Well, let's go back 40 odd years or so. It was probably a very different setup.
Oh.
Smaller trucks, more coming in.
Yeah, well, when I started, it was a 6-ton tier. Well, that was the average tier of the truck, you know, little farmer trucks and that, and they'd be queued up from here up the road up there, and the harvest dragged on for months. We could be going into February some years, you know. Now, they can just hop in and knock a paddock over. Like, I'll be coming to work and blokes will be shifting into to a paddock, and when I'm going home, they're leaving that paddock. There's a few bins left, but this is the earliest harvest I've ever done. Now, you're sort of waiting for the next truck, but the next one's a B-double or...
Larry Davidson farms a few k's out of Yau Peet and will drop his grain here as long as GrainCorp will take it.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant to come to because you're travelling so far away and the roads are not brilliant. It's not a good feeling for a lot of farmers to be moving further and further away with their product.
You think you're going to lose it?
Oh, I think so, and eventually, yeah, it's just the way they seem to be going, that they seem to be building bigger receival centres further out, so basically that's just the way we've got to cop it.
And so for you, that'll be rainbow? You go an extra 20k or so?
Oh, yeah, easy, yeah. And when you're thinking about, you know, getting so many loads in for a day, it's a big difference. More fuel, more everything, but you just cop it.
Farmers have also copped a second year of drought, and their grain offerings this year aren't exactly inspiration to keep the small site open. Squatter knows every one of them and feels their pain, quite literally.
Well, it's our harvest too.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, well, wages-wise, and we hop in and work, and that's your extras or trips or whatever. I buy a few horses or race horse and work or something. Won't be any of that. Like, just in this particular area, it's not so bad, but you sort of leave here and head across through Beulah and Birchip and that, and those blokes got nothing. It's pretty tough out that way.
Are there a lot less growers as well?
Or? Yeah. Neighbours are buying neighbours out, and the older farmers, there's some fellas who haven't got family, so they pull out, and a lot of names gone now that were around when I first started.
Grain producers are also becoming more astute about their sales. Silos and storage bags can be seen scattered across Victorian paddocks. Some don't see the need for the middleman anymore.
And they've got the time during the year now. They're not running stock, or they're not even actually on their tractors as much with the direct drilling and that. So they've got a time span there where they can be a grain handler himself. It's making it harder for the people that want this to remain. If you lose one or two blokes each year, well, it's, you know, one day they'll look at it and say, well, you're not viable.
Yeah, there's a bit of both there. Some people are staying loyal and bringing it, others are sort of think, well, chase a bit more money, and which is fair enough too.
Owen Morley is one of the loyal ones. He sees the flow-on effects to the local community.
That's it. You lose your post office, you lose your shop, we've lost our footy team. Take the silo away and you start thinking, what the hell, there's nothing here. You know, turn into a ghost town. It's already nearly a ghost town now, so...
So are you just an old bloke that's a bit sentimental about this site, or do you see that it should stay open?
Oh, don't know about the old bloke. That sort of throwing me a bit.
That was a bit offensive, wasn't it?
No, I don't know if it's sentimental, but it's just as important to a lot of people around the place. You know, it's the YAP silos. A lot of people do a lot of work here, and yeah.
Michelle Summerhayes is GrainCorp's YAP manager. She doesn't live here anymore, but travels back just for harvest. Her passion is driven by the farmers.
They'll come in and do maintenance around the site if it needs doing, just to make sure they've got this place that they're proud of. You know, we had a grower this year that, well, our cash price was $10 less than everywhere else, and he still brought it here and took less money for those tonnes, purely just to support his local silo because they are so passionate about it. So if it was to close, it'd be really sad for people like that, that in a hard year on farmers, they're willing to take less money just to support their local silo. And I come back each year because I do enjoy it here. This silo's got its own little nickname called Paradise, and that's what it is. It is a nice little slice of paradise. So I presume, you know, I'd work at a different site or something like that, but yeah, there's no place like Paradise.
As for Squatter, he's 63 now, but doesn't want a bar of retirement.
That's my biggest worry, is retiring.
Why?
I just love going to work. I've got my horse riding and I've got plenty that I can do, but this is good.